Hello again. Larry Johnson here, welcoming you to another program of Arias and Songs. Today, I would like you to consider your barber, or your hairdresser, as these professionals are now more commonly known. Besides handling your hair, you can always expect great conversation. Whatever the topic, you may depend on lots of opinions on sports, politics, the latest Hollywood gossip, the dirt on your friends and their secrets, maybe even your secrets. After all, who knows better what your hair color really is? Now, let's consider Figaro in Lyric Opera's latest production of Rossini's The Barber of Seville. You can bet he knew all the doings in Seville at the time, all the gossip, all the secrets. But let's have the man speak for himself. Figaro là, Figaro qua. Figaro here, Figaro there. Figaro quick, Figaro slow. Figaro high, Figaro low. Figaro come, Figaro go. I'm the busiest man in town. Here's the famed Metropolitan Opera baritone of the 1940s through the 1970s, Robert Merrill.
Una alla volta, una alla volta, una alla volta.
From Rossini's The Barber of Seville, Largo al Factotum, as sung by Robert Merrill with the orchestra of the Metropolitan Opera and conducted by Eric Leinsdorf in 1958. Well, now we've met Figaro, but soon there enters a young man hoping to woo and win the lovely Rosina, the ward of Dr. Bartolo. He calls himself Lindoro, but he really is Count Almaviva. Listen as he serenades Rosina under her window in the aria Se il mio nome, as sung by Roberto Alagna.
Se il mio nome sa per voi bramate, dal mio labbro il mio
From The Barber of Seville, Count Almaviva's serenade, Se il mio nome, sung by Roberto Alagna with guitar accompaniment, a recording he made in Venice in 1996. The object of the Count's attentions, all observed by Figaro, by the way, is Rosina. She now introduces herself to us as one very determined young woman who knows exactly what she wants. Referring to Almaviva, she says, "He will be mine. Yes, I swear it, I'll win the game. I've 1,000 tricks to play." In this aria, Una Voce Poco Fa, we'll hear a very well-remembered and beloved artist, Victoria de Los Angeles.
Giocare e 100 trappole prima
Determined to get her man, Victoria de Los Angeles has sung Una Voce Poco Fa from The Barber of Seville. The Royal Philharmonic Orchestra was conducted by Vittorio Gui in 1962. Dr. Bartolo knows a young man is after Rosina, his ward. This must be stopped, as he's decided he wants to marry her himself. The wise Rosina knows this, and of course, she's not even remotely interested. However, the doctor is determined, so he gets advice from his friend Don Basilio, who is Rosina's music teacher. Start a rumor, he says, about the young suitor. A slander, the merest nothing. Start it circulating lightly and gently, then let the whispers begin. More details are added. Is it true? Is it fiction? Who knows? Who cares? The story soon has a life of its own and soon becomes the talk of the town. You know, I wonder if this guy works in Washington. Here is Don Basilio's aria, La Colonia, as sung by one of the renowned singing actors of the 20th century, the Russian bass, Fyodor Shalyapin. From the Barber of Seville, Don Basilio's aria, La Calunnia, as sung by Fyodor Shalyapin in 1926. This was one of Shalyapin's favorite comedy roles, but it's for his portrayal of Boris Godunov for which he is best remembered. Rosina and Figaro enter. He confirms that Almaviva is truly in love with her. He suggests that she write some words of encouragement to him. As always, Rosina is one step ahead of everybody and says, write a letter, écoute quoi, here it is. And Figaro thought he was the crafty one, but this girl, she's way better at this than him. Here is that rollicking duet, Dunque io son, taken from a Metropolitan Opera broadcast of 1973. Rosina is Marilyn Horn, and Figaro is Hermann Pry. The Met Orchestra is conducted by James Levine.
Siete voi, bella Rosina, siete voi, bella Rosina, o che volpe sopraffina, o che volpe sopraffina, malavra da far con me, sì, malavra da far con me.
Rosarà, zitto, zitto, Lindoro, per parlarmi, Rosarà.
Per parlarmi, bravo, bravo, venga pur ma con prudenza. Io già moro d'impazienza, ma che tarda, ma che fa?
Egli attende qualche segno, poveri, del vostro affetto, sol due righe di biglietto. Sol due righe di biglietto, gli mandate, qui verrà, gli mandate, e qui verrà, gli mandate, gli mandate, qui verrà. Che ne dite?
Non vorrei.
Su, coraggio.
Non saprei.
Sol due righe.
Mi vergogno.
Ma di che si sa? Presto, presto, qua il biglietto.
Un biglietto? Eccolo qua.
Già era scritto. Vecchia bestia, vecchia bestia, il maestro fa.
Sing, 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 sing,
the duet Dunque Io Son from The Barber of Seville. Marilyn Horne and Herman Pry were heard in a 1973 live broadcast from the Met. James Levine conducted. Well, numerous plot complications ensue, but as we all know, the young couple are united in the end, and Lyric Opera is presenting Rossini's Barber of Seville and bringing back the excellent Nathan Gunn as Figaro. Matt DiStefano is our producer-engineer. I'm your host, Larry Johnson, and I welcome your comments at larry@wfmt.com. We have a webpage for you as well, and that is wfmt.com/arias and songs. Next week, we're off to hear the music of Spain in a program I'm calling Viva España, here on Arias and Songs.